Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Monday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. You can check us out on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app wherever you may be all across the country. You can also watch us in D.C. on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, April 15th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Johnny Kicksawville's here.
Hello, all.
And Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Just coming off a nice, relaxing, good weekend.
Yeah.
Back into the grind.
Yep, another Monday.
We'll talk Masters today. We will talk Capitals playoff push. And the NFL draft is now less than 2 weeks away.
10 days.
Thankfully.
Be the longest 10 days of our
life.
I mean,
we'll talk a lot more, obviously, Drake May and Jaden Daniels and JJ McCarthy for the next 10 days. But then after that, we're going to know who the quarterback is. We're not going to have to debate who's the personal favorite, who's better, who played against better competition, whose film was better. Let's just get to April 25th.
I've seen so much analysis.
Let's make this selection. Adam Peters and company. It's coming.
It's coming. You're right. It'll be here 10 days. We'll know who the quarterback of the future is.
I did see some tweets this weekend of people interpreting what Dan Quinn said on the John Keim podcast.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
And the interpretation was leaning towards Jaden Daniels. Because. Which seems to be the conventional wisdom at this point. But there are still some that believe they're going to draft Drake May. We just don't know what's going on inside Adam Peters' head.
What did Quinn say that led people to believe that?
I didn't listen to the John Keim podcast. Okay. So I just saw tweets.
Part of it had to do with Jaden Daniels' deep ball percentage was better than Drake May's. So potential for bigger plays for the offense.
But then I saw somebody combat that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was our pal Zachary Kruger. Okay. Like, when you actually look at the stats, Drake May's deep ball percentage is up there. And in fact, over the course of his career, is better than Jaden Daniels.
Just what would behoove Quinn or any of these guys to show us their cards? That's what you always have to go back and think. Mm-hmm. Why would they tell us? You know, they still want to have leverage, right? My understanding is that they're still, you know, they brought in JJ McCarthy. Right? Or they plan to?
Yes, I think this is the week of interviews.
they're going to keep all their options open, and I think they want people to think they're going to take whoever. I have no idea who they're going to take.
Right.
But
you're pretty confident it's going to be one of two guys.
I think so.
That's what I believe.
But I think if I had to bet, I'm going to still go with my initial instinct in that it's not going to be Daniels, but we'll see.
We'll see, right?
If they
so you think
Daniels,
it's going to be Drake May?
I just don't think it's going to be Daniels. But if it is, Daniels, he's super exciting. So he's actually the most exciting prospect. So it'll be interesting.
I know Adam Schefter seems to think it's Jaden Daniels.
I know.
That dude's
generally
pretty plugged in.
I know. I saw him on that little podcast, some local podcast with guys, and he was like, "Yeah, go ahead and buy your Jaden Daniels t-shirts. I think it's safe."
Chris Cooley was on Sheehan's show and said he's a walking freaking highlight reel. Why wouldn't that be your pick?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he said that. I guess that was last week.
I mean, it's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
I know.
Can't argue it.
Whoever it is, like I've said 427 times, you just got to make the kid better. Make him good. Protect him. Give him weapons. Put him in a good system. Win games.
Right.
Well, I'm not willing to make a jersey financial commitment to you, Jason, but if Drake May is the pick, I will buy you a Washington Commanders jersey with the terrible W logo on the front and Drake May and his number on the back.
Do I have to wear it?
No, you don't have to wear
Monday
it.
Morning?
You can do whatever you want with it. Oh. I mean, you could wash your car with it as far as I'm concerned, but I will buy that for you. I will commit to that.
Okay, because I missed you on the Altcast on Saturday. I wanted to ask you. So I did the Monumental Sports Altcast on Friday.
For the Wiz?
For the Wizards.
Yeah. Yep.
And
67 losses.
I was surprised. I thought it was going to be on Zoom. Mm-hmm. And then about 15 minutes before, they said, we're going to do it on FaceTime.
Right.
And I do have in the house something to hold my phone.
Yeah.
But I wasn't able to pull it, so I did the whole thing holding my phone.
I saw part of your bit where you're going around Dylan's room and
showing the
Westbrook poster.
On Friday night, we had people over, so especially because there was 2 7-year-old girls who were loud.
Right.
I planned to do it in the basement, but I just couldn't. We have a playroom down in the basement. I couldn't command the basement, really. So I just went up into my son's room and just moved everybody else downstairs. And my arm got tired. I know it was like shaky or whatever. And I was curious how yours went.
Well, I did it on Zoom because Tim offered me the Zoom option. And I saw your debacle where you're running around with the camera. It looked like Blair Witch Project. And I said, I just like doing it like we do the DC News Now bits, like where we do it on our computer.
Right.
Just easier. It's a more controlled environment. So that's what I did. I did it via Zoom.
This is for the Altcast?
Yeah, I did the Caps
see,
Altcast
they said,
during the Lightning game.
They said to me, I could look up the exact phrase, but it seemed like they didn't really want me to do Zoom.
Right.
They're like, if you need to do Zoom, you can text us and we can send a Zoom link.
Well, this,
but here's the FaceTime link.
This boomer did the Zoomer, and it went off fine. It was perfect.
Yeah, they seemed to like it. But here was my question for you. Mm-hmm. This was simply on a tweet.
Yeah.
So apparently, I did it with JP Finley.
Right.
So easy peasy. He knows me. I know him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Grievous Vasquez was there.
Yeah.
And Jason Smith. It worked out fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that you did it with Grant Paulson.
I did not. Sean Stepner was the host.
Okay. I don't think you know Sean Stepner.
Didn't have much of a file on him before, but I did learn he hails from Bowie MD.
Nice.
Like, three quarters of the junks.
Well, I think you did it also with Bruce Boudreau.
That is correct.
And somebody tweeted that Boudreau asked you twice who you were.
No, didn't ask me. Basically just made a statement that I don't know who you are. Twice. At least twice.
Hold
maybe
up, hold
three
up.
Times.
Is that the ultimate insult?
Look.
Did you wear your ring?
Should
is that the
context?
Deal?
Should Bruce
did you
Boudreau,
wear your ring?
Should Bruce Boudreau know who Johnny Flakes Allville is?
No.
Of course not. Of course he should.
You're taking a magnanimous view of it.
Yeah.
But that's
it's kind of a shot.
It's a little bit disrespectful.
But to just present it and throw it out there, not once, at least twice, possibly three times.
We got to get the audio.
Are you listening to what's happening here? This is a debacle. So Boudreau insulted you.
I mean, it was
what was
very
the spirit
mild.
Of it?
The spirit
in fun,
of it,
was it in fun?
It was in fun.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
I don't even know who you are.
Gabby's just a fun, he's a fun dude.
Well, he's just
fun
telling
guy.
The truth.
Yeah, and he shouldn't know
did
who
we
I
ever
am.
Have Boudreau on when he was
maybe,
the coach?
Maybe once.
We
I think
fun
he came
of
in studio.
He had the barbecue sauce on his.
No, he came in studio one time, I think, to promote Best Buddies.
Okay.
And we did the interview like
That was Boudreaux.
We've had Boudreaux on. I'm certain we had.
But not on the regular.
No, not on the regular. And yeah. maybe as a one-off once. And he was the coach.
We definitely.
I want to say in like late 2000s into like 2010.
Oh yeah.
So it's been a while. So I'm cool with him not knowing who I am. I do.
But what was the context?
You're not cool with him. Constantly putting that in there. I need context.
You were on in the first period, right?
Yes.
I was on so this is
like,
the...
Who is this guy? Was he? Why is he Eve talking?
Basically.
Dude, Valdez, we don't have the audio.
He just didn't know who I was. He doesn't
it's
know.
Unbelievable.
He doesn't know the junks.
It was, it was the host, who you mentioned.
Correct.
Boudreaux, and who was the third person?
Tarik El-Bashir.
And Tarik El-Bashir, who knows you, comes on the show all the time.
Did anybody come up to your defense?
Not really.
But you get introduced, at least from my experience. Yes. Again, I wasn't able to see your appearance on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I meant to watch it, but the game was earlier.
Game was at 5:30.
Game was earlier. Yeah. I had a soccer game, whatever. When I got introduced, they called me, said, okay, you're going to go on in like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. FaceTime.
Yeah.
Okay. I scrambled, set up, you know, in Dylan's room.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come back from commercial break and they introduce you. They say, host of the Sports Junkies on blah, blah, blah,
blah,
blah. Were
you intro'd?
They're the quickest segments ever, too, by the way.
Were you intro'd? Were you intro'd?
Sean definitely intro'd me like when he set up the, the alt cast at the beginning.
Cakes from the Sports Junkies, 106.7 The Fan. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if
so, Boudreaux should know you right there on the intro.
Right. But I think he was doing more of the spirit of I don't even know this guy, but he wasn't,
so was
like,
that because
he wasn't like a jerk about it.
Was it because he was arguing with you? Like he didn't like your point?
I don't even think it was that.
Were you thrown?
He was eating out of the palm of my hand toward the end because I brought up the fact that he'd had a small role in Slapshot, and he wouldn't stop talking about it. He just wanted to keep talking about it.
So you won him over.
Of course I won him over because I'm charming and I have charisma. As the kids like to say in 2024, I've got the riz.
Oh, I got the riz. Oh,
nice. So, yeah.
So it went fine, but it was a little awkward.
I saw the tweet and you never know with Twitter if like it's just the listeners just poking fun, making it up, but said that Boudreaux said twice he didn't know who Cakes was.
I'm dying for anybody that may have seen it to call in.
800-636-1067. Because Cakes isn't giving us a great description.
No.
I think he intros you. So Scott intros you. This is Cakes. What's the first topic he brings up?
I mean, it was basically, I think it was talking about the Lightning game. And the playoff push.
So then you made a point, and then Boudreaux comes in and says, who is this guy?
I mean, he might. I can't remember the exact context of how he basically didn't know who he was talking to or why I was on the show in the first place.
That is hilarious. You know what?
He's always had like kind of a biting like sense of humor.
I wasn't offended by it.
I just found it kind of funny.
Is it possible that he remembers that we goofed on him relentlessly for the barbecue sauce?
No way.
No chance.
And I think he would think that was funny. He's the type of guy that I don't think takes himself too seriously. Mm-hmm. I think he would laugh at that. That we're goofing on him because
there's no way he remembered
barbecue
that.
Sauce that was, smeared all over
how long
his shirt.
Ago was that? Was that 20 years ago?
It was like 12 to 15 years ago, I would guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even... Think about how long ago it was.
I need audio. Somehow I'll find it. Someone send it to us. We got to get it. I got to hear that. Jason, I saw this morning, and I was thinking about this yesterday when Scotty won. I Venmo'd Valdez.
I did. You take cash, Valdez, or just digital currency?
I love cash.
He probably likes cash better.
It was the greatest gift of all time.
I omnibbed him as well.
It was the greatest gift of all time when Anna picked Rory.
That was a gift.
Yeah, what a hard job.
But
I told her I didn't like the picks, but I didn't like my picks either, I guess.
Jason, I know you don't pay attention, but Portnoy bet $1 million on Michigan to win the Rose Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. Won that. He won $500,000 on Texas Washington. I don't even know who won that game. Who won that game in the Sugar Bowl? Texas versus Washington.
Washington won.
Right? So he won $500,000 on that. He won $500,000 on the Chiefs. He's been taking the faves. Won $500,000 on the Chiefs in a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. He won $2.1 million on the UConn Huskies. That's for the ladies, right? For the that's the men.
Men's
for the national champion, Danny Hurley.
You mean against when they in the championship game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Because he bet him before the tournament started, so he put up like $1 million or whatever, $1.1 million, right. whatever. And then he did the same thing with Scottie Scheffler, and he won $1.3 million. He's on a $5.4 million gambling run.
Man, that's quite a
year. Is he documenting his losses? Those are just
He documents the big losses. Yeah, because he tells everybody.
Yeah,
he puts it all on social media. Yeah, I got $1 million on this.
He's just on a heater.
A ridiculous heater.
That is a
$5.4 million heater in the last 3 or 4 months.
When did he bet Scheffler before the tournament?
Yeah, yeah. These are all basically before.
So he was 4.5 to 1, something like that.
Yes,
it'll come around.
Yeah, he's had big losses.
He'll take some L's.
It'll come around.
It may not come around if he doesn't keep betting that big, but you'll probably betting bigger.
He will.
Yeah, I mean, he's got super deep pockets. I mean, he's a 100-plus millionaire. I don't know how much he's worth. But
my son got a lesson in parlays this weekend, so he asked me. He's big into UFC, and we ordered the pay-per-view, and we had a great time watching it. Mike Marr came in this morning all fired up talking about the fights. But he bets on FanDuel. Well, I have a FanDuel account, and so I let him bet on my FanDuel account, and he was hyping up his parlays. And I said, listen, we did parlays on our show for 2 years and hit 2.
Yep.
When less people were involved because people were on vacation, parlays, like, yeah, but I could win $6,000. That got vanished quick. And then he's like, he had another parlay where he could win $2,000. That one vanished quick. He went 0-for.
No, you just tell him to do 2-game and 3-game parlays. Don't tell him to do 6 and 10-game parlays.
That's impossible. We tried that. We went on a run.
He did specific round knockouts.
Yeah. 2-game and 3.
That's hard.
That's a grasp.
2 and 3-game parlays. That's what you do.
Yeah, he got a lesson in parlays.
If you do anything more than that, you're going to lose.
I saw Dana White, his press conference. I was having trouble sleeping last night, and I just was trying to get something to distract me. And he was raving about the card. Like he said...
It turned out to be great. I mean, there were definitely some great knockouts, especially the BMF title, the baddest MF-er title, which was Holloway versus Gaethje, which ended with 1 second left.
Yeah, what?
Which is a classic flurry by Max Holloway.
Are those guys light guys? Are they little guys? Or?
They're like 155. I mean, they weigh in at 155. I saw...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The headliner, Pereira, weighed in at 205 and the next day weighed 232.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
He won by knockout, didn't he?
Yes.
My buddy told me to play him plus 145 by knockout. That was what I was asking the guy on Friday, whatever the guy's name was.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron?
Right.
And he said it was a good bet. And I just completely spaced it. I didn't bet it.
No, it was
plus 145.
It was a really good card. They had, I guess
Valdez, what was the buyout offer you offered on Friday for Chef?
I can't remember.
$10.
Yeah, I was gonna $10.
Why didn't I do it? We'll save $10.
Because you didn't know for sure, but I mean, in hindsight, it sure seems silly.
Of course.
When he's around the lead, he's just and even he wasn't even playing that great for him.
Played great
it's amazing.
Yesterday.
He's just the best player.
I mean,
right
he
now.
Had that rough stretch on Saturday, but man, he was so good yesterday. His iron play was just sick.
I'm surprised he's only won two.
I know. We talked about that on
Friday. He's come in second in a couple of the other ones. But
he's going to go on a run. He's going to win some more.
Yeah, I mean, he's only 27.
It was only his 18th major ever played.
Yeah.
He won back-to-back players, back-to-back Masters. I think he's got to be a favorite in all, you know, at this point.
Just think of how many more he'd have if he switched that dumb mallet a year or two ago.
In his last 30 tournaments, his results are stupid.
You want to hear a stat? He hasn't shot over par this year in any event, any round, has not shot over par. He hasn't finished outside of the top 20 in any event since October of 2022. Mm-hmm. Think about that. October 2022, hasn't finished outside of the top 20.
Does he look older than 27 to you?
Maybe.
I know he's younger, but yes, he does look older, but I know he's younger.
Yeah. I mean, I know he's 27, but had I not known his age, I would have thought he is at least
mid-30s.
He's
also very mature and wise beyond his years.
But maybe it's just a beard or something about him.
Yeah, maybe
older.
It is.
This is the way he holds himself. He's just a mature guy.
He didn't have the beard when he won 2 years ago, and he was 25. So he still looked a little older.
He's probably an old soul like Valdez.
He's an old soul.
Yeah.
For sure. But he's a great guy. Like, it's impossible
not to like him. Yeah.
Like, I don't know how
I mean, he doesn't give you much on the course, but you can tell he's a good dude.
He's just a machine.
He got fired up after, obviously, yep. But it was crazy.
Well, we will talk more Masters and more golf with Jason Sobel. He'll join us coming up at 8 o'clock. Jason Sobel, host for the Golf Channel on PGA Tour Radio on Sirius XM. He'll join us at 8 o'clock. As I mentioned, we'll get more into the NFL draft and the Caps playoff push. Two games left in the regular season, and then hopefully the playoffs. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always call us at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.